This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Russia's government resigns as President Vladimir Putin looks to overhaul the Kremlin. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Santarelli. Good morning. The Russian ruble has weakened against the US dollar in response to President Putin's plans.
The amendments do not affect the basic foundations of the Constitution. But as they relate to significant changes in the political system, I find it necessary to hold a vote by the country's citizens on an entire package of amendments to the Constitution.
But can the Russian economy afford the political upheaval? Well, it looks like a 53-year-old economist is poised to take over as prime minister to help see those plans through. Mikhail Mishustin is a relatively unknown technocrat and is credited with revamping Russia's hated tax service. He brought about a drop in tax evasion by bringing smaller companies into the formal economy, and the governing party, United Russia, has unanimously approved his candidacy following the resignation of Dmitry Medvedev. From Moscow, here's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
The man who will likely become Russia's next prime minister has had a low profile as the chief tax man. Efficient, but largely unseen, Mikhail Mishustin will now be propelled into the spotlight as one piece in a whole set of significant changes that include key amendments to the constitution. Many here are calling this the start of the transition, Vladimir Putin's manoeuvring to retain real power in Russia by changing roles after he has to step down as president in 4 years' time. The constitutional changes he wants will slightly weaken the presidency, slightly empower the parliament, and beef up a body known as the State Council, which Mr. Putin already heads. His exact plan still isn't clear, though. And the resignation of long-serving and long-suffering Prime Minister Medvedev surprised almost everyone. Things here are moving unusually quickly and unpredictably.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Let's do the numbers. The Shanghai Composite fell 0.5% over concerns around the Phase 1 trade deal between the US and China. Shares of Apple supplier and the world's largest contract chipmaker, TSMC, fell 1.6% in Taipei despite beating profit expectations. In Europe, the FTSE 100 is 0.4% lower, but shares of Nestlé rose slightly. The Swiss firm has announced plans to spend as much as $2.1 billion on recycled plastic and new packaging technology. Now, staying in Europe, it appears that car sales jumped to a record in December. The continent is proving to be a bright spot as auto demand falls in China and the US, which are the world's two largest auto markets. But the positive outlook in Europe isn't expected to last, as the BBC's Theo Leggett explains.
The European car market is crowded and traditionally a tough environment in which to find growth. Yet in December, registrations rose by 21% compared to 2018. It was the fourth successive month in which demand grew and ensured that for last year as a whole, sales were up 1.2%. But the picture is not quite as rosy as it may seem. December's figure was flattered by comparison with 2018, when the market was particularly weak. Demand in the last quarter was also affected by people rushing to buy new cars before the introduction of more onerous tax rules in countries such as France, Sweden and the Netherlands. With big changes to emissions rules coming in this year, making it harder to sell popular but high-polluting cars such as SUVs, it's unlikely the momentum can be sustained. In London, I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
The world's top politicians, business leaders and activists will soon be jetting off with the snowy village of Davos, Switzerland. The annual gathering of the World Economic Forum kicks off next week, and as the BBC's Victoria Craig reports, this year the environment will be top of the agenda.
Chief executives say individuals and businesses need to operate in more environmentally friendly ways. Ringing the alarm bells are the likes of J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon.
What's going to change climate is not just acknowledging it and having governments agree, but it's technology.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos.
We don't want this to be the tragedy of the commons. We all have to work together on this.
And Apple's Tim Cook.
My generation has failed you in this regard. We've been too focused on the fight and not focused enough on progress.
They're not alone, according to the Global Risks Report, which surveys more than 750 experts and sets the tone for the conference. Respondents said among their top five concerns are the impact of extreme heat waves and destruction of natural resource ecosystems. John Drzik is chairman of Marsh & McLennan Insights, which helps put out the annual report. He explains how companies can work toward implementing more sustainable growth strategies.
There's opportunity for businesses in climate change, new businesses that are being created or expanding, like renewable energy, for example, but also agriculture. I mean, you can see shifts in energy companies that are focusing more on renewables and expanding their proportion of their mix that's focused on renewable energy. Consumer product companies that can develop more green-related products that are generating a lot of demand, and they're responding really to their customer preferences in that regard, which is a more traditional business objective. But in this regard, there's a lot of preference being expressed for climate-sensitive products.
So many critics complain that Davos is just a gathering of the rich and famous and business leaders who they say are out of touch. It's not a place where real change and discussion happens. Are you optimistic about this year's conference? Do you think we'll see some real change?
I'm an optimist by nature, so I would say yes. But I think there is criticism that's been leveled at Davos that things haven't emerged, haven't created solutions. I wouldn't necessarily expect a tangible answer to some of these very difficult and complex questions. But I am hopeful that the dialogue at Davos may stimulate initiatives which can subsequently result in some of these solutions.
John Drzik, chairman of Marsh & McLennan Insights, ending that report. And finally, the world's largest uncut diamond has a new owner. The 1,758-carat diamond was discovered in Botswana last April and has been snapped up by the French luxury giant Louis Vuitton for an undisclosed sum, but it was definitely in the millions of dollars. In London, I'm Lisha Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.